Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're going in.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Stala. The bonus episode is where we answer your questions that you send in to the email address stala@goloudnow.com.
That's the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And that's how we speak in this podcast.
Hold up your hand. Do you swear to answer the questions, all the questions and nothing but the questions? So help you, God.
I swear to God.
Good.
Swear to God. Do we have any questions?
Yep.
From the jury?
Yeah.
All rise.
This is from Graham.
How are you, Graham? You all right? How are you keeping, actually?
Graham says, his question is, if an alien landed on Earth and you were the first one it met, and it told you it was going to destroy the world unless you helped him have the best possible time on this planet before he did that, Graham wants to know, where would you, one, bring it for food, two, bring it for drinks, or three, bring it somewhere for entertainment? So you've got to show this alien the best possible time.
I do it all in the gaff.
Oh, if this alien lands and meets you, it's game over.
You could do anything and say anything to an alien. Like, he's not going to know any different. You just take it for granted that he's just...
He's not going to have fun.
And I'm showing him.
But he's not. If you sit him down and watch Pawn Stars and play a game of FIFA...
I'm be watching that.
What are you going to do with
him? Fucking...
What are you going to do in the gaff?
Stick a few picky bits in the air fryer.
You, what, this picky bits thing, you've only just started saying
it's a new thing, isn't it? That's the second time now he said it. It's definitely a thing. You're trying to make this be a thing?
Yeah.
Picky bits.
Are you trying to out a character? Is that it?
Right, a few bit of finger feel. Fucking hell, lads. And then I'd make him a mojito. And then we'd do some karaoke.
Can you make a mojito?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to know what's in it?
Don't be so offended.
I think of fucking, like, yeah, of course I do.
What's in it?
Alcohol.
Grand, okay.
And a leaf, a mint leaf and some alcohol.
So, the whole, you're answering all three questions is in the gaff.
Yeah.
So, this right, alien shows up with show me the very best of this planet. Well, we are off to a one-bed apartment in Charlestown.
Two-bed. One converted into a sitting room.
Excuse me.
Is that a bedroom? Converted into a sitting room? No way.
Converted that myself, I did.
Fair play.
All on my own, converted it.
When you say you converted it, do you mean you took a bed out?
Just took a bed. No, there wasn't a bed in there. It was just expressionless.
Okay. Think of that. So it was just an empty room.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's picky bits, whatever that is, in the air fryer for the food, for the drinks. It's a homemade mojito. And for entertainment?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Just you and him?
In the sitting room.
Okay. Okay, that's entry number one. Joe.
Alien lands down. You're bringing him for a spice bag.
You don't have...
I knew he was going to
fucking make a few quid.
Your own, is it?
What do you have for me?
The last scam. That's what this is. The last grift.
Nah, 100% no, but like, if you're bringing them for a spice bag, no? Or a curry at least.
Is it your spice bag?
No, it won't be my spice bag.
I thought you
that's
were
not ready.
Make a few quid off them.
If it was ready, it'd be my spice bag. But okay. He's bringing them to his house.
I know.
He's singing karaoke with him in a sitting room, for fuck's sake.
Nobody said you had to.
That, like.
No, you can't. Nobody said you had to host this fella in Dublin either.
Ah. I'm bringing him to McDonald's. You have to. If this alien is coming down to Earth and you're trying to show him society.
You're trying to show him a good time.
Okay.
I think he'd be very surprised how quick food is when it's fast food.
Let me rephrase this, okay? Imagine a big time director. You bump into him in a hotel.
Who are we talking? Scorsese?
Scorsese, Spielberg, someone.
Yeah, he's no man.
You bump into him outside the front of... The fucking...
You see him at the Spire.
You bump into him on Grafton Street, right?
Yeah.
And you say, I make the films myself. I'm an actor. I'm an actor,
a bit of the filming myself.
I do a bit of that, you know? We're actors. And they say, oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, we've got the night off. And yeah, yeah. And you know this is your one chance. And if you show them the best night of their lives, they'll never forget you. This is your chance. So maybe let's rephrase it, because you don't seem too motivated to save the rest of us.
Sticking them in fucking finger food in the air fryer in your gaff is the laziest shit. Like, he's like, oh, do I have to pick the alien up? Like, where's he landing?
Oi, I'll fucking bring him to fucking Captain America's.
Right, so now you see, now with Scorsese, you suddenly you're off your hole. Yeah,
fucking
suddenly you're leaving stuff. The gaff.
Look at now all the photos of everyone. Look at all the shields and the fucking Captain America stuff. Are you happy? Oh, he fucking hates Marvel, actually, doesn't he? Scorsese, that'd be hell.
Yeah. Not even Scorsese, just a nameless, faceless Hollywood director.
Bring him to the pink restaurant there on South William Street.
Jesus. Okay.
Isn't that a bit of a step up?
Why don't you bring
a ramen bar?
Oh, that soul place you love, Colin. That fish soul, yeah, soul
that,
place.
That's fancy. That'd be good schmills.
You can put this on the company card. Like, don't worry about it. You don't have to, you don't have to budget for saving the world here. We'll, the rest of us will chip in and pay you back.
So it's a free ticket, really. Yeah. It's a free. Jesus.
Fucking hell. Spoil yourself. Might be your, if it doesn't work out, it's your last night out ever, so.
What, because fucking Scorsese is going to end the world if we bring him for a fucking...
Sorry, I was thinking of the alien. Yeah.
Out of the air for her, like. All right. As if any of this is even going to happen.
Okay.
Fuck these hypotheticals.
Imagine leaving it till now to say that. What a stupid podcast. What kind of a question is that? Why? What do you want to know?
I don't want to wait.
Were you bringing him for food?
Right.
Were you bringing
him for Daisy?
Yeah, whoever.
Or the alien. Go back to the start. Do you want, I'll do a good effort.
No, I felt like the alien didn't really tickle your very specific sense of self-preservation.
Well, he does now.
Okay, good.
And you can think about it. You don't have to jump into the answer.
Joe, you give us an answer. Let him think there.
I'm going to go for the spice bag.
Okay.
And then he'd be nice and full. Because we're going to go for a boozy night out now. And for a good time, I'm going to bring him to...
The Bridge Tavern.
A rave in the woods somewhere. Like, you know, one of them underground raves where they all take ecstasy and all?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still thinking about the alien. Because the alien would be like, whoa. What the fuck are you guys up to down here? But like, take one of them. Take one of them there, the alien. Get that into you. And then, what was the last question? What would we do for entertainment? Dance the night away.
Yeah, the entertainment would just happen.
Yeah, that is the entertainment.
There isn't no way that entertainment isn't going to surface after taking some narcotics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him. The alien. Eat it. Alien be chewing the jar off himself. You all right there, alien, bud? Do you want a glass of water?
Bring him for an egg, Benny.
Lovely.
He'd like that.
He'd be like, what the fuck is... What's this? Eggs? If he chickens? Arses?
Like that, I'd just leave it.
Imagine describing an egg to an alien. So this... I'm going to crack this open and there's going to be goo inside. And I'm going to boil it in water.
You can fry it as well. Or poach it.
Anything you want to an alien.
Where would you bring him? Can't what if they don't burger? Even eat?
Graham's question said you have to bring him for food, so... Right. I got no choice there.
How would you explain another man going getting you food?
I'd bring him out for Chinese.
Bring him to...
buffet?
Wings buffet.
Right, Chinese buffet.
You're getting everything in Wings. You're getting everything in Wings, okay.
Tried a lot, yeah.
Sushi, salt and chili, the whole lot. Ice cream.
All the cuisines of the world.
Unreal. That's a good show.
That's a good show. I like that one. High five on that one.
Yep.
Do you have any more questions?
Graham says it was his friend Anto who was the one who asked the question about the spire versus the nace ball. Remember that one?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Graham wants to know, and he says Anto's question was horrific and he'd like to know if his is better.
Oh, what's his question?
His one was about the alien.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was better.
That was better.
That was a better question, yeah.
Sorry, Anton.
All you have to do is drop in alien and then it's a better question.
Yeah. It was a three-parter. It was a three-parter.
Glenn wants to know, he says, would you rather never age or never have to worry about money?
Never have to worry about money. Don't really care too much about aging. Because if you did, if you had all the money, well, then you could kind of like fix aging. With,
no, you couldn't.
And you're still going to die.
Yeah.
You just die like you look like you're 12.
Look like a kid
and disappointing. We'd go with the same one.
Would you have money, yeah?
Everyone worries about money. I'm always worrying about money.
So am I.
I'm always just like thinking at night or something about going to sleep, like money comes into my head, just like pay this, pay that.
In an anxiety way, like it gives you anxiety thinking about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big time.
More money, more problems.
More money, more problems.
Less money, less, more problems. Money in general, just it's the problems.
Problems all the... Most marriages that break down is because of money issues, statistically.
Not having the money to survive, like...
Just stresses about money, how to spend it, how to save it, what to do with it. It just causes so much stress. And
do you spend your money like a mad thing?
No.
I do.
I know.
It's good. Yeah, I'd go for that one, definitely.
I don't mind aging. I just want to age appropriately to me age. When I'm told I look 39, 40, and I'm 33, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've just missed a lot of years.
You didn't miss them, you still have them.
Yeah, but I'll, when I go through them, I'll look like I'm mid-40s.
You've been on the beds again, haven't you?
Been on the beds again.
That's not going to help that situation. I can see you've got a fine colour on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're in here complaining that people are looking at you more and you look older than you are.
Say to somebody, on the beds again.
Yeah. But like, I wouldn't have said it except he's brought this up now.
It's the again bit.
He said, well, yeah, that's because he's mentioned it before. But you're in the middle of saying, I've lost this time because people think I'm 39 when I'm only 33. And at the same time, you are getting sunbeds. The one thing that will age you quicker than anything else.
I've also got injections under my eyes.
Oh, fuck me.
Have you actually?
Yeah. No, not fillers. It's a thing called polypeptides. That kind of, it's like amino acids that you inject under your, wherever. You inject them into your hands. Like, you know, some people look like they have old hands. You can inject them anywhere and it creates a chain of amino acids that just kind of rebuilds and rehydrates the skin. So, hoping that
Where'd
works.
Where'd you buy that?
Well, it's all natural stuff. So, it's not like derma fillers or anything that just kind of plumps out and then disappears and weighs down the face is what I'm being told. Like,
you
know,
be on one of them documentaries, not them horror stories on like Virgin Media or something.
Then a load of needles under the eyes.
Jesus. And you thought you decided to talk about it on the bonus.
It just didn't come up. He didn't ask.
All right, Joe, what's the story, man? Do you get injections in your eyes?
But yeah, just in terms of, it was talking about aging and stuff like that. It's like, oh yeah, I done that thing. You want to see? It looked like
a few rounds.
My eyes fucking were like lumpy as shit. Frightening. I looked in the mirror afterwards and I was like, oh, that is horrible.
So on one hand, you're paying for the beds, right? And then the other hand, you're paying for someone to come out and
inject you.
Reverse the effect of the sunbeds.
Neutralising each other, you know? Neutralising.
Why are you spending so much money to end up back at zero?
It's not back at zero.
Okay. So, anyway, what was the question?
Would you rather age?
Yeah.
Never age.
We both decided on the money.
Money, yeah. Money. Money, money, money.
Money, money, money.
Okay, last one from Brandon. He says, before I ask my question, I just wanted to give Joe some praise because I feel like he gets some stick and not enough praise.
Aww.
Even though he does talk shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Brandon says, I met Joe at the Electric Picnic last year outside the church disco and he was an absolute gent and good crack and had plenty of time for us.
Good.
There you go.
That's nice, yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Brandon's question is, because Darren absolutely hates festivals and won't stay at one for more than 2 hours at a time, what three artists would you pick over a weekend to play to keep Darren at a festival?
This is for yours.
So we have to pick three for you, and Brandon also wants us to pick three for Joe. I don't think there's going to be any... Joe's going to have to drag out of that festival.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have anyone there.
We're going to skip that one.
So just focus on Daryl.
Just Darren.
Darren. I mean, there's bands that I would say, but they have already played like in the last month and you didn't go to see any of them.
There's one artist that hasn't played here in years. That'd be on the top of my list to go.
Eminem.
Yeah. Dead or Alive. That'd make it more interesting if they're...
Right, yeah. Dead or Alive, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who's dead that would tickle your fancy, though.
I do.
Like, top three?
What do you mean?
Like, the top three acts to headline a festival.
Mm.
Dead or Alive. That would make you stay. You think one of the... Oh, well, it's got to be Nirvana.
Yes.
Oh! That would be a good show. Folks, so you have Eminem and Nirvana. Is the third one dead or alive? Or do you have an answer? Would it be AC/DC or Kiss or something like that?
No.
In that prime.
Do I have a third one?
Picture this.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw them on.
Just throw them in. Yeah, fuck it. Polish it off with a bit of picture this then.
Would you stay at Electric Picnic if only one of those acts were on at a headline? But you'd have to stay for the whole day.
Nirvana?
Yeah.
100%.
So if Eminem was headlining Electric Picnic,
I'd go in the morning.
Yeah, and you had to go
on last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to camp there that night. And
yeah. If that was the trade-off, 100%.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love festivals so much. I just think that's so much fun. And everyone's just in a good mood. Like, that's... I talk about the Taylor Swift gig and stuff like that, but so good. Love festivals. We'll wrap it up there, though.
Well, thanks very much for sending your questions there. If you have any more, send them to... And what is, where do you send them? Stall@goloud.com.
Say it again?
Stall@goloud.com. What is it?
Stall@goloud.com.
Yes. .com.
Nice. Okay, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Beautiful.